Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to Kelly's Holistic Healing and Stress Reduction. This is our first show, and it's really kind of a trial. Just learning the whole entire platform, and I have a free premium trial, so I'm not exactly sure what it gives you and how long it lasts. But I am a professional holistic healer from Cape Cod, Massachusetts. You can see more about me on my website, www.kellyroy.com, K-E-L-L-I-E-R-O-Y.com. This show, I really just wanted to do a quick show about how to easily ground yourself throughout the day when you're feeling stressed from the normal day-to-day tensions and stress from work or chaos from the children, family issues, any stress at all. Really quick, simple, easy ways to ground yourself and remove the tension. This is probably just going to be a few more minutes because, like I said, this is basically a trial show, and I do have two little ones in the background at the moment, me. So the first thing that I wanted to teach everybody was just how to use the breath to remove tension and stress. And, of course, you have to breathe no matter where you are. So you can do this at any point in time without worrying about what people think you're doing or what you look like. And a really simple, easy way to focus on the breath is to actually bring the focus to your lower abdomen and try to come back to your body and breathing fully in the nose and simply exhaling out the mouth in a natural fashion. And when you take a full breath, what you're doing is you're stimulating your parasympathetic nervous system. So that's really the part of your body that can bring you to a more relaxed state very simply and easily. So you're just taking a full deep breath. Practice this with me now in your nose and gently exhaling out your mouth. You know, it's as simple as that. And wherever you are, you're breathing. So why not do it with intention? And this is very studied, the relaxation methods through the breath. You know, they've been using it for thousands of years, not only in meditation practices, but now science is actually realizing, wow, there's something to this. You know, maybe we can teach people this. So becoming mainstream and part of relaxation and meditation, etc. So just learning to master that intentional breathing, fully breathing in your nose, and just relaxing and gently letting it release from your mouth. Doing that until you actually start to feel like you're releasing some of that tension and stress. And maybe about 10 times when you're first starting, it'll take you to get to that point. But after time, this really does become, and making space for simple little tricks like this in your life to remove tension and help bring yourself to a more relaxed state is really something fabulous you can do for yourself, for your health. And if you happen to be a total type A personality and you're always on edge, it's something you can do for those around you because it's something that is contagious. When you're in a stress state and you're grouchy, you know, it puts other people in a stressful state and then they become grouchy or they plain old just don't want to be around you. And when you're just dealing with things in a relaxed manner, or you can at least take the time when you're completely angry or stressed out to walk away and take some breaths, that's very powerful. Believe it or not, that can be life-changing. Having that intention, removing the stress, removing all that stuff that you're holding on to that you don't need anymore, release that with the breath. there is something to all this. How are you going to know unless you try, right? So make space for this in your life. Practice. And in the next show, we'll get into more details about breathing techniques. And also we'll bring in some imagery along with the breath to go even deeper. And pardon me, I know the show started and there may have not been any sound in the beginning because I was following the directions on Blog Talk and it said, press the little microphone. And of course, when you press the microphone, it says, oh, you have to pay for this. I'm like, okay, well, my phone's not charging at the moment very well. I need a new phone. So then I had to hunt on my husband's phone to call in. So pardon that. Next time I'll be a little more organized. If anybody's in the Cape Cod area, I am doing a StressRX class at the moment. Very relaxing. I use electromagnetic sound with these Tibetan gongs I have. And also do guided imagery and guided meditation. It's about a 45-minute class. And that is at Osterville Fitness. And it's currently being held on Tuesdays, I believe at 5:45. But you can see the details on my website, kellyroy.com, KellyRoy.com. It says we have about 5 minutes left. I'm not sure if... children are going to cooperate that long, but we'll see. I have a 1- and 2-year-old, and they just woke up from their nap. So let's see. What really other simple method can I teach you for the last 5 minutes that you can practice, and maybe you can call in and tell me how you did next time for my next show? Something that I use a lot as a holistic healer is 90 seconds, okay, is grounding myself with my feet. So imagine your feet on the cool earth and with intention say, I am bringing in that relaxing, healing energy into my feet, up my body, and I ask Mother Earth to bring me that stress reduction, to bring me that healing, to relax me. So that's something I use often with intention. So thank you, everybody, and I hope that this will be a continual thing and we'll have some followers. And also you can go on Facebook, look up Kelly Holistic Healing on Facebook, and I have a page there, and I also have a couple videos on YouTube, also Kelly Holistic Healing, K-E-L-L-I-E-S Holistic Healing. So there might be an apostrophe used, K-E-L-I-E apostrophe S Holistic Healing, H-O-L-I-S-T-I-C Healing. There's also a couple of free meditations on my page. You have to scroll down and on YouTube, and I'll make time to make more as life happens and things progress here. So thank you all for participating, and I love feedback. So go on my page on Facebook, please, and let me know if you heard the show and how you liked my first show. Thanks, everybody. Have a wonderful day. Don't forget to breathe. Let go of stuff you don't need anymore. Why hold on to it? Life is too short, man. Enjoy it.